Hello, everyone. This is Tom Fox. I would like to welcome you to the Sunday Book Review. The Sunday Book Review is the series where I discuss books which impact the compliance practitioner, the legal professional, and the business professional. I hope you will enjoy this episode. Now, a quick word from the sponsor of the Compliance Podcast Network, Ethico.
Are your compliance efforts fragmented and cumbersome? Ethico's integrated disclosure solution is your answer. By unifying your processes, we bring clarity and efficiency to your compliance operations. Just imagine a system that not only streamlines, but also enhances your ability to make informed decisions. It's time to move away from scattered efforts to a cohesive, powerful compliance strategy. Discover the power of integration with Ethico. Start at ethico.com/CPN to book your demo and delve into our exclusive white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance. And you can also utilize our free ROI calculator. Unify, simplify, and amplify your compliance efforts today.
Today on the Sunday Book Review, I have three books on the subject of thinking about mental health. These books come to us from an article in the Times Literary Supplement, or TLS. We're going to link to it in the show notes. First, The Anxiety Project. This book emphasizes personal factors in mental health. It is an autobiographical confessional studded with segments of history, poetry, etc. Writings on mental health often veer into advice giving, but the closest this work gets to it is a self-help book in the postscript advising readers in need of professional help to talk to their GP. Here, the author focuses on her experience of severe anxiety. If you want to know how it feels or what it can do and how it impacts your everyday functioning, this is definitely the book for you. Next up, The Perfection Trap. This book is about an optimistic belief in people's capacity to change. It's a classic big picture book with a clear argument that we indulge in perfectionism, even though it's damaging, as our favorite flaw, because our capitalistic system or economy would not exist without it. Western culture, therefore, says we must do this. This is a profoundly social and political book, and the author writes as one who is sincerely hoping to help change readers, help readers improve their mental health. And the third book is Breaking Through Depression, and this demands a lot more intellectual honesty than rather intellectual engagement than the first two books. It has a lot of neuroscience, lists of drugs, and much about the psychological and physiological effects of depression. But there's also many enlivening anecdotes about the author's colleagues and his patients. He's a psychotherapist as well as a researcher, and he recommends talking and medication can be used together. He understated the concern and compassion, or his understated concern and compassions make this book a moving testament to the terrible cost of depression. I've gone through that depression, so I know what it's like. And if you are in that state, it's certainly something that you should and can get help for. He traces the problem to distorted self-perceptions, to painful discrepancies between the social desired self and the actual self. These books, I've only done three this week, but I really wanted to visit with you about mental health. That's a clear topic that we don't talk about enough in the compliance arena. And with the death of whistleblower John Barnett, it's really come to the fore. I hope you will check out one or more of these books. As I mentioned, Ethico is this month's sponsor to the Compliance Podcast Network, and I paired with them to write a white paper on the ROI of compliance together with their ROI calculator. I hope you'll check out the latest edition to the Compliance Podcast Network, the Compliance Tip of the Day, where each day in 5 minutes, I give you one compliance tip that you can incorporate or aggregate several tips together. I know you'll enjoy this new show. Join me in January for 31 Days to a More Effective Compliance Program, where I give you a tip a day for your compliance program. Next, check out the award-winning Data-Driven Compliance, which is a podcast where I look at the use of data in compliance programs. This is perhaps the most cutting-edge podcast I have going right now. And if you're interested in how data can be used, how to structure a data analytics program, what tools are available out there for you, and how compliance practitioners are using data, this is certainly the podcast for you. Finally, if you have not done so, check out Two Gurus Talk Compliance, where every other week, Christy Gant, Grant Hart, and I get together to talk about compliance and review Florida Man. The Sunday Book Review is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.